Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here live from Midland, Michigan on Monday, February the 19th of 2024, President's Day. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. Great to be with you tonight, wherever you may be tuning in from. I'm grateful that you've tuned in. Despite the website that I tune into, Blog Talk Radio, being down, I was able to call this certain number anyway, I think is pretty cool.
Blessings all around.
Blessings all around, yep. Blessings all around, so that didn't work. I'll try this. And I try this, and sure enough, it works, which means we win. Yay!
Woo-hoo.
Yay, we win. And, you know, and God always, with God, we win. We really do. We know the Word of God tells us that a few things are possible if God's on our side. Oh, wait, no. All. Didn't say a couple. Some people like to twist it and be like, no, it doesn't say all. No, it said all things are possible with God on our side. Said that all things are possible for those who believe and say, I believe the Word of God is still the same. You know what? I've made a choice to be one of those believers. I pray those of you who listen to the show have made that firm determination, that same determination, that same choice, which it is a good choice to make, but I don't make it just because it's a good choice. I make it because I feel that it's the right choice.
Amen.
With certain things, sometimes you just gotta let go and let God. Sometimes that's all we can do, let go, let God. You know? Have to. But, you know, I'm glad I got this to work. So some of you may wonder, you might wonder, what is President's Day about anyway? It's what it is it's a holiday that on the third Monday of February, it commemorates the birth of George Washington. And we have a severe problem when we go to extreme measures like trying to take George Washington off of some of our schools. Those schools that are named things like Washington Elementary, Washington Middle, Washington High, they're named after our first president of the United States, which is, in fact, George Washington. So I think when you take your name off of George Washington, off a school like that, or something like that, grade or whatever, and you change the name to whatever, for whatever reason, something that's, more inclusive, something that's more whatever, It's like you're spitting on the United States. Do you agree? Because here's why I say this. George Washington, as far as presidents go, he was like the first founding father. And we have the founding fathers of this country, George Washington, John Adams, and then, Thomas Jefferson, and then James Madison. Because when we talk about, quote-unquote, the forefathers, that would be, the four founding fathers. Whenever you hear forefathers, is that what you think of meaning, like your four founding fathers? Or is that something different from like your, forefathers? In your mind, does that mean like your four founding fathers?
No, I just think of the fathers that came before.
Forefathers are like the ones that came before.
Yeah.
That it doesn't necessarily mean like the number four. But don't you agree? It's like when you do that to George Washington, it's like you're not making America look good, are you? Like when you take a name, George Washington, off of a school or off a street or off of something like that, I mean, don't you kind of agree? It's like you're desecrating the founding father.
I don't know if I would agree it's like desecrating him. I don't agree with it necessarily. I'm not saying that is the action that should be taken, but I don't find it quite as offensive as what you do.
Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But it's like, but if you replace it, Washington Street with like a name like China, something, now that would be different. Or maybe it depends on what you replace it with.
I think it depends on what you replace it with and the reasoning behind why you want to replace it. Like, what is it that you're trying to say with this new name? Because if you want to change the name to something more inclusive, that's fine. But, don't make it... Don't make it have to be like a snowflake thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like don't be all snowflakey about it is what I would say.
Right. But I think a lot of people that use the term snowflake themselves are snowflakes about stuff. just in the opposite spectrum. And they're not realizing, oh, hey, I get just as defensive about certain things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I do think, when I look at George Washington, I mean, he was the first president, and we have the capital city named after him, George Washington, Washington, D.C., and things like that, and you never want to, lose respect for the forefathers, for those that came before us. Or, of course, certainly not the founding fathers, Washington, Jefferson, Adams, Monroe, Madison, people like Lincoln. Because Lincoln wasn't like one of the four or five founding fathers, but he is certainly one of our forefathers because Abe Lincoln was around before any of us that live in this country, any of us, because, we of course, that was like 160 years ago now, 160 years. And, of course, we all know that it was designed now, from the Bible, that the longest a human lives on the earth now is 120 years. which means that none of us would have been alive, even back in the Abraham Lincoln days. But still, I think, you know, no matter who our president is, we should still be proud to be an Americans because of what America represents. It was made to represent, you know, freedom, you know, freedom to worship God, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, freedom of speech and, you know, things like that. That includes, you know, freedom of expression. We're still one of the, thankfully, we're still one of the free nations, still one of the few free nations that remain. But when the United States falls, the world will fall with it, and that will not be pretty.
Right.
And so, you know, that's, you know, regardless of who's in the office. And so, you know, and I'm going to say about that. So it's not an honor of like a different president or whatever. It's an honor of the birth of Washington. Because some people can think one thing and then get, some people just might be misinformed somehow. Not. Not all, not necessarily intentionally or anything, but they might just think, oh, it's in honor of every president of the United States. Some people might think, but ultimately, there's a reason why on certain calendars it's written as Washington's birthday. I'm guessing you've seen that, haven't you? Where it is literally labeled Washington's birthday.
Yeah.
As opposed to President's Day. On the legal, it says Washington's birthday rather than President's Day.
Yep.
So that's really technically, legally, what it is. When you think about it. Because people can think, you know, no school today. If you're a district that had no school, you know, no school, President's Day. Really, it's George Washington's birthday. Even though it's not like he was born on a Monday. I don't know. But his birthday was based on like the third week, February. So that's why it's celebrated. And I will say this. I am proud to be an American, even though sometimes our presidents and some of our governors in some of our states haven't always stood up for the greatest freedoms, you know, in the United States. And we might not have some things run the way they should be, but at least we know, at least for right now, we're free. At least for right now, we still get to worship God freely. At least for right now, I get to come on this broadcast and all of you listen to me and hear what I have to say. And that is something I thank God for. And I don't take, you know, living in the U.S., you know, the freedoms that we have here in the United States for granted. Because the more people you have that take them for granted, the more apt you are to lose them.
True.
It's called, I think of this, use it or lose it. Use it or lose it. If you take it for granted, eventually, you can very well lose it. And so these amendments, you know, they're important. First, second, third, you know, that includes even your right to bear, your Second Amendment, you know, your right to bear arms. I don't carry, I'm still believing to see. But for those, you know, who carry, whether they like to hunt and fish or protection or whatever, we should, you know, be able to responsibly be able to exercise that.
I agree.
I mean, as long as we, as long as we're not, you know, putting ourselves and other people in danger with it. But I'm just saying, you know, I think I'm for the God that I live in the United States of America, which is one nation under God. Think about that, under God. This is the country that was designed to be a Christian nation. It was, since its founding. It is not by accident either. These people didn't just come up with it and go, yeah, I think it's cool. No, these people believed in God. Oh, I wish more of our politicians were like that and believed in God. The day that all those people in Washington get saved and our state capitals get saved, that'll be a special miracle. A special miracle. You see, did you really label it a special miracle? Yeah, I did. Because it would be. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Sorry to laugh, but, you know, yeah. You know, the stuff that goes on, it's unreal. But, you know, we are, regardless, we were designed to be a Christian nation. We were. Nowhere else was. And the closest would be Israel, you know, the Holy Land. Other than that, it's the United States. Not all these other countries, not Iraq, not Iran, not, you know, all that, any of these other places. And no offense to these countries either. I've had people tune in from places like that, which are the vast majority Muslim. I've had people tune in from some of these countries. I have. And I thank God for that. It means that they're hearing the word of God. Because this country, there's people that listen to it from across the world. Not just here in America. But when I talk, you know, about countries and that generally, and about a certain country's holidays, you know, that does end up being more with America, as it's the country where I live, and it has generally been, you know, the beacon to the free world, has been through the United States of America, you know, since its founding. And people have always looked to us, the land of the free, the home of the brave, one nation under God, where those who work hard, you know, can find great opportunity. And so just wanted you to think about that. Like when you think of, you know, what does this George Washington, this, what people call President's Day, but really it's George Washington's birthday. That's what it is. And so, yeah. And of course, you know, if you want to see America be a great, great country, then, you know, those of us who are Americans, we have to do our part, you know, pray over your country. And also, there's something important that we should do this year. Vote. And vote Bible. Vote Christian. You mean you're not going to tell me what party to vote for? No. I'm going to tell you, vote Bible. You know, vote based on biblical principles. And so, you know, in many states, we've got primaries coming up. Where I live, it's a week from tomorrow, and I'm going to go down there and do my thing, fill out that ballot. Hopefully those of you who live in Michigan will remember that date, February the 27th, and get out there and, yep, vote. So obviously you do want to keep that in mind. So please do that. And then the very important date nationwide, November 5th. And so if you want to see America be a great country that it's supposed to be, vote. It really is important. You know, and also the Bible says, you know, pray for your leaders that have authority over you. That's not just for America. That's for those of you in these other countries, France, Germany, you know, United Kingdom, China, India, Russia, you know, Ukraine, Australia, those of you in the different countries of Africa, you know, Brazil, you know, in South America, Central America, you know, Canada, and you know, North America, Canada, Mexico, you know, yeah. That applies to you. That's not just that verse, you know, pray for those who have authority. That's not just for America. That's for whatever country you live in, including even those of any of you that might be listening from Iraq or Iran or whatever. You're still to pray over the leaders that have authority over you, according to the Word of God. I heard that holy silence. Oh, hopefully y'all are praying more than that. I know you are. Just had to say that. You know, I'm like, what's going on? We don't pray for our countries anymore? You know. And so, I am the miracle man, and I do approve this message. I'm going to leave it at that. I approve this message. Not endorsed by any candidate or party. And then also, you know, the old Nextel commercial. Legalist waiver? Done. Do you remember that old commercial?
Yeah.
They retired that when I first started, months after I first started listening to the news back in like 2002. Mm-hmm. I was kind of disappointed when they took that commercial away. It was a funny one, I thought.
I did too.
Legal disclaimer? Done. I do want to remind you of a couple of things that I always try to remind you of, you know, my little housekeeping. Number one, I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's the story of how great God has been. And, you know, and God's still working in my life. I truly do not believe he's done, you know, working on me. He's still working on me, making me what I ought to be. With all of us on the earth, that should be, you know, our thought, you know, that he's still working on us. As long as we're living on the earth, he's not gonna be done working on you. Because on earth, no one's perfect. The only way you would have nothing to work with us on is if we were perfect. Amen. You know, and I love to say this. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars, the sun, the earth, and Jupiter and Mars. How lovely and patient that he must be that he's still working on me. Amen. And for some of you that might go, that song is so little kiddish, it's childish. You know, maybe it was a song you learned in elementary school. But guess what? It's so true. Sometimes in order to refocus ourselves, you know, sometimes we just have to be reminded of these little basic things like that. And the more you get in line with those basic things like that, the more apt you are to get back to your sound doctrine that you should have. I know it sounds basic, but it's true. Sometimes we just have to get back to the basics, don't we?
Amen, yeah.
So true. Yep, but... Yep, I don't care how kindergartenish it sounds. You know, sometimes we just have to be reminded, you know, and just in order to get ourselves back on track, you know, that he is, he's still working on us. And the book, Story of My Life, How Great God's Been. And I know I'm still believing God for some things, you know, and guess what? He's faithful. He's going to do that. He's going to do those things, and I believe I'm going to be healed in the name of Jesus. I haven't given up. I'm not going to give up. You know, and then he's going to do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, you know. And he's faithful. And I have no reason to believe he'll stop being faithful. You know, as I continue to serve him, he will continue to be faithful. And I plan to keep serving him. So I don't plan to quit on my Jesus. I don't want to say you quit if you want, because I want you to not quit. My cry would be, don't give up. Don't give up on him. Man, I love, man, sometimes I wish I could just, you know, find a clip of these cheerleaders, you know, cheerleaders that are all screaming, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up, and put them in it, and put them on, and send them to every believer's phone that I know of.
I like it.
Then you get the message, don't give up, you're going to make it. God is on your side. God will see you through.
Amen.
Amen. Because in house, you know, some of us need to hear it, but you know, go online to the website Rivers, RIVERS of miracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be a blessing to your life. Because I want it to be a blessing to your life. I really do. Amen. The other thing I want to remind you about is the PayPal. You can go online to PayPal in order to sow your seed in the Miracle Man program. Want to say thank you to those of you who have sown your seeds into that. And if you want to be like them, you can go online to Rivers. No, you can go online to PayPal.com, and in the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, RYVERS. Last name is Shukla, SHUKLA. Okay? Keep in mind, please, if you would, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Okay? The other thing I want you to keep in mind related to that is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please, if you would, make a note of that. And it's up to you how much you give. It's not up to me to determine. I'm not going to do that. It's up to you to determine how much you want to give. I'm not going to sit here and try to determine that for you. I'm just not. I'm just not going to be the one who, that'll be up to you. And the Lord doesn't look at the amount of dollars you sow, though, like what he does, the percentage. He looks on the heart. It's the heart that he looks at, not the amount. Think of the story in the Bible where there was all these people. They come up, they bring their offerings. All these people that are rich, they give huge offerings, lots of money, you know, going in that treasury. But then, you have this widow come up, sending only a couple of coins. And God looked higher. I don't mean higher, but what I mean is, you know, God, you know, he was more in tune of, you know, the one who gave the, gave only those coins because she put in all that she had to live on. I'm not saying, you know, just give your whole paycheck and have nothing left to pay your bills. No, 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 no. But what you see there is the Lord looks on the heart. It's about the heart. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And no, I'm not talking about your blood pumper. Oh, no, I am not talking about your blood pumper. I'm talking about your treasure, you know. By the heart, I mean, you know, your spiritual heart. And so I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord. I have heard a sound coming on the wind, changing hearts and minds, and healing brokenness. We are a generation full of faith declare. We are a generation breaking through despair. And our song, it will be out of the darkness we will rise and sing. He is faithful, glorious, and he is Jesus. All my hope is in him. He is freedom. He is healing right now. He is hope, joy, love, peace, light. Oh, oh, I have heard a sound coming on the wind, changing hearts and minds, and healing brokenness. We are a generation with resurrection life. We are a generation filled with the power of Christ. And our song, it will be, ooh, out of the darkness we will rise and sing. He is faithful, he is glorious, and he is Jesus. All my hope is in him. He is freedom, he is healing right now. He is hope and joy, love and peace and light. Oh, oh, oh. He has paid the highest price. Oh, he has proven his great love for us. We will praise him with our lives and proclaim our love for him. Oh, he has paid the highest price. Oh, he has proven his great love for us. We will praise him with our lives and proclaim our love for him. Oh, and proclaim our love for him. He is faithful, he is glorious, and he is Jesus. All is in him. He is freedom, he is healing right now. He is hope, joy, love, peace, life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, Redemption's Hill, where your blood was spilled. For my ransom, everything I once held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Lead me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross. Oh, you were as I, tempted and tried. You were became flesh of my sin and death. Now you're risen. Everything I once held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me to the cross. Oh, to your heart, to your heart, lead me to your heart. To your heart, bring me where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. rid me of myself. I belong to you. Oh, lead me, Lord. Oh, lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Oh, lead me to the cross. Oh, to your cross. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the anchor I drink from. Oh, here's my song. Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the mountain I drink from. Oh, here's my song. You are good. You're good. Oh, 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 let the king of my heart be the wind inside my veins, the anger and the waves. Oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the light inside my sails, the anchor of my days. Oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the well. Oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the life inside my veins, the anchor of my days. Oh, here's my song. You are good. You're good. Oh, 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 you're never gonna let. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You are good, you're good. Oh, 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 you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, You're never going to let me down because you are good. You're good, Lord. You are good. You're good, Lord. You are good. You're good, Lord. You are good. You're so good, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever, Lord God. It never runs out. Thank you that you are always with us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You are the great I am. You are. Yes and amen. Your promises, they are yes and amen. Thank you, Master, for what it is that you are doing for us right here, right now. You know what we need, Jesus. You know, Master, what it is that we need. And I know, Jesus, you are making a way when it seems that there is no way. Thank you, Jesus, that you are. You are making a way for each and every of us. Thank you that we have peace because of you. We have healing because of you, strength because of you. Thank you, Lord God, that as you minister to us, as we read your word tonight, thank you, Master, that this word brings life and life abundantly. Thank you for that. Thank you for what you're doing for us, the lives of these listeners tonight. You're meeting every need represented. You're healing our bodies, strengthening our minds, making ways when it seems like there is no way. And I know that you're faithful, and I know that you will do it for each and every one of us. And I thank you for that in your name. And now I'll make my confession over this program. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners come to this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. Jesus, matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. I want you to open your Bibles, if you would please, to the book of Proverbs 20. Amen. Proverbs 20. Getting back to my doing the book of Proverbs, going through the different Proverbs. Amen. What would we do without the Word of God? I don't know.
Be hopeless.
Yep. I'd rather have the Word of God than be hopeless. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God. A good name, beginning with verse 1, by the way. A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. I'll read that verse again so that you'll get it inside your brain. Verse 2, again, rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. Here's what that does.
That doesn't mean the Lord made you poor.
Nope, he didn't make you poor. Oh, God just wants me to be poor, I guess. No. You know, he wants you to be blessed.
Amen.
That doesn't always mean, you know, filthy rich or what have you. When, why is it that on both ends there's dirt poor and filthy rich? I don't get it.
Neither do I.
Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. One is better than the other, though. You know, better to be rich than poor. Okay, verse 3. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple going and suffer for it. And then it says, humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. In the paths of the wicked lie thorns and snares, but he who guards his soul stays far from them. Train up a child in the way he or she shall go. And when he or she is old, that child will not turn from it. I know it said he, but guess what? It also means she. Verse 7. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower to the lender. He who sows wickedness reaps trouble. Uh-oh. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be on that list. I don't want to be on the one who sows wickedness list. I don't. He who sows wickedness reaps trouble. The rod of his fury will be destroyed. A generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. Drive out the mocker, and out goes strife, quarrels, and insults. He who loves the pure heart and his speech is gracious will have his king and his friend. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over. He frustrates the words of the unfaithful. Turning the page. The sluggard says, there's a lion outside. Or, I will be murdered in the street. The mouth of an adulteress is a deep pit. He who is under the Lord's wrath will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. He who oppresses the poor to increase his wealth, and he who gives gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. Pay attention and listen to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I teach you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings for you, sayings of counsel of knowledge, teaching you true and reliable words, so that you can give sound answers to him who sent you? Do not express the poor. I mean, do not, because they are poor. And do you crush the needy in court? For the Lord will take up their case and will plunder those who plunder them. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one who is easily angered, or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. Do not be a man who strikes hands in pledge or puts up security for debt. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you.
What?
Verse 28. Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your forefathers. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men. Let's look at 23 over it. When you sit to dine with a ruler, note well what is before you. Put a knife into your throat if you are given to gluttony. Uh-oh. Verse 3. Do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint. Did you get that, folks? Get rich or die trying doesn't work out necessarily. Have you ever heard that kind of, those kind of schemes more or less? Get rich or die trying? Nope. That's not the way God designed it. Wisdom to show, wisdom to show restraint. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and will fly off. Turn on the page. They'll sprout wings and fly off into the sky like an eagle. Do not eat the food, stingy man. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of man who is always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little that you have eaten and will have wasted compliments. Do not speak to a fool, for he will scorn the wisdom of your words. Do not move an ancient boundary stone or encroach on the fields of the fatherless. For those defendant is strong, he will take up their case against you. Apply your heart to instruction, your ears to words of knowledge. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with the rod, he will not die. Punish him with the rod and save his soul from death. My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my son, and be wise, and keep your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat, for drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. May your father and mother, be glad. May she who gave you birth rejoice, my son. Give me your heart, and let your eyes keep to my ways. For a prostitute is a deep pit, and a wayward wife is a narrow well. Like a bandit, she lies in wait and multiplies the unfaithful among men. Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless burden? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who linger over wine, who go to sample bowls, of mixed wine, do not gaze at wine when it is red. When it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly, in the end, it bites like a snake and poisons like a rose. Your eyes will see strange sights. In your mind, imagine confusing things. You will be like one sleeping on the high seas, landing on top of the rigging. Ligament, you will say, but I'm not hurt. They beat me, but I don't feel it. When will I wake up so I can find another drink? So we see more things about being wise versus being foolish. We even see things about parenting, you know. Now, I am a product of the train up a child in the way they should go thing. I was brought up in the things of God. Yeah, you know, I was brought up in the things of God, going to church. You know, I believed in going to church. And I go. I believed in reading my Bible. I read it. You know, I was brought up in those things. I was brought up this way. I was brought up in the things of God. Still living like it now. I'm trying to think of how bad it hurt me. It didn't. Didn't hurt me a bit, and I'm not sorry for it. All these, think of these other people who, you know, might have been brought up, but for whatever reason ran astray, or those who weren't brought up in it at all. You know, those who started off in light, but have decided, you know, to end up in darkness, and are still out in the darkness. They're being prodigals. My question would be, why? If you were brought up in the things of God, why would you decide to turn away? For what? You were seeking after what? And might not always, sometimes it might not be your parents. It might just be the parents. Your parents may have raised you right. They might have taught you, you know, you go to the house of God, you know, and that kind of stuff. You know, read your Bible, pray, tell the truth, you know, and all that, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, be honest, you know, and all that kind of stuff. You know, and things of, you know, good behavior, good character, all that, you know, don't beat each other up, you know, like good parents should. Sometimes you just hear these people who decided to stray from the ways of God. there might have been people who grew up in the things of God and had great God-fearing parents or one parent. But either way, you know, might have been in a God-fearing family. And they flipped away for what? Great when people come back home to the ways of God. That's great. Fantastic. And I want prodigals to come home. I do. But sometimes you may wonder, you know, what is it that made them walk away? You know, when they come home, we don't worry about why they walked away. We thank God that they came back to the things of God. But he said, if you, you know, if you train up a child in the way that they should go, you know, when they are old, meaning, you know, when they, I think what they're saying is like when they reach adulthood, they would depart. When they, you know, go on to their life, you know, go on to school, go on to work, go on to, you know, the next phase of their life in adulthood. You know, of kids who are born again, spirit-filled, who go on to secular university, you know, to universities in this country, those are born again and spirit-filled, but they go to a university. The amounts of them that stay, you know, with God, that just stay with God and, you know, and keep going to church, it's not very high. Like, I believe it's like 5% or 10% or something. It's real low. Isn't that sad? It's sad, and it's like, it's like, what? Did you decide that your studying was more important than your God? Like, and while they're there, they may not necessarily be being indoctrinated in the ways of God. And may instead be being told, you know, fallacy and stuff. Or they might hear, you know, people who they become friends with saying, this God thing isn't real. And now if you're going to minister to them, that's great. But just because they tell you the God thing's not real doesn't mean you just have to go along with them and go, okay. I wonder if sometimes that's what goes on, it's not real, and then decide, okay. That's called being swayed. I've made a determination in my life. I'm not going to get swayed by people. I'm not going to get swayed by what other people tell me. If they tell me, your God's not real, I'd be like, you know what? I'm not. In other words, you're not going to sway me. I've made up, you know, this God thing is real. I love my Jesus. You can't make it up. He is the same God. You know, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still the soon coming King. Amen. And he was, he is, and will be forever. Keep on keeping on. I just keep on believing. Keep on saying. You know, and I just, you know, and, you know. And it said, you know, turn up a child in the way they should go. When they are old, they will not part. And so, yeah. So, But I just, you know, think about that and wonder, you know, why, you know, people at these young ages, you know, decide to, like, not serve God, even if they're brought up in the things of God. These people have this, need to decide in their heart that they will not be swayed. Do you think a lot of times that what that's what's going that that's what goes on is that these people decide to be swayed?
I don't think anyone decides.
I don't mean they decide to be swayed, but it's like they just hear things and just.
I think that happens frequently. Yeah.
Well, they just, you know, they just hear things and decide fully their mind made up, and it could be maybe, or sometimes, you know, sometimes a parent can notice, you know, if their kids aren't going to church like they were before, it, you know, it, that they can just notice things. And they're like, what's going on? Notice that spiritually you're not, doesn't seem to me like you're doing what you were, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, and good parents will notice things.
Yeah.
So, and so, you know, and I would encourage your parents, don't do that like you're trying to intimidate, you know, your adult children or even your teenagers. No. You talk to them about it because you love them, because you care about their soul. And you don't want, and of course, you wouldn't want your kid to be blaspheming the Holy Spirit by any means, because if they do that, they won't go to heaven. If you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you will not go to heaven. You don't have your salvation. You will go to hellfire forever. The Bible is clear about this. The reason to train up your child in the ways of God is because you love them. That shows love. Amen. It does. And so, Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that we would just get this word in our hearts. And we would exercise this word, get it in our hearts, be those who do it and not just say it and then decide to do nothing about it, but that we would be those who do it. In your name, Jesus. And I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And until next time, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.
Thanks.